Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. Woo! Hot crowd! Hot crowd in Rainlanta. My name. You know my name. You know what I love. Thank you guys so much for coming. We are at the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday, March 24th, 2 Oceans 13, at 420-ish. I'm noticing this club, this barn is so big, and I'm so glad it's been cleared of zombies, and that I just want to make sure that all of my guests can be seen on the, for anybody that has to look at a monitor, I want to make sure you could see everybody, right? Makes sense. Want everybody to see the whole show. What was I going to say next? Oh, I did say thank you for coming, didn't I? Can I see your name tags? Did you guys bring name tags? Oh my God. Whose face is that on a stick? It's your landlord. He brought his landlord's face.
What are you doing going to see a comedy show? Pay the rent! Pay your rent!
Is that what he sounds like? I'm pretty good at impressions of people I've never met. This is disturbing. American History Alex. I thought I saw you out front curb stomping a guy. Holy crap. And mean Edward Norton has a really adorable Doug Loves Movies tat on his tit. It's a tattoo. Well, thank you very much, Alex. That's a good one. Molly E instead of Wall E. I like it. That's adorable. Nice job. Oh, Andy's got, just give me the candy. Why did you write candy on? Your name's Andy. You could have just wrote candy. That is awesome. Bag of Reese's with a shithead on the back. Is that really a thing? The men's rights movement? That is a shithead. Matt Agascar. I love it. Every time. How many times have you brought that? 4 times. Jenna and the Giant Peach has been here a few times. Oh my God, you guys are amazing. These are awesome signs. Fight Club is back from yesterday. Jarvis is back. Good luck to everybody. Oh, wait, let me see this one. This is pretty cool. The return of the living Rick instead of Living Dead, but that's a cool recreation of the poster from that movie. I like that movie a lot, except for the bad acting. There's some bad acting in it, but it's mostly hilarious. What is this? A Bane mask? Oh my God. I'm just gonna keep this here and I'll slip it on when it's time to say. And a picture of Christian Bale, I don't know what that means. Is your name Bale? Christian, okay. Christian Bane, oh, very clever. Matt, what does that mean? Matt and a tomahawk? It's the Braves. Okay, all right. You know it's not Doug Loves Sports, right? Did you get the memo? All right, you guys don't have to hold him up anymore. I appreciate it. I should have said something like, tags down. But I just wanted to get a peek and mention some of them because when the guests are on, I don't know if you guys have noticed when you're listening, but when the guests go to look for name tags, it becomes a pandemonium that I'm sure is very unpleasant to listen to and very confusing. And I like people to get some credit for going to the trouble of making cool name tags. This is the time of the year where I get a lot of questions from fans about what I'll be doing on 420. Everybody would like me to come to their pot event, but I can only be in one place, and this year it's going to be in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club, where I will be taping my latest album, and all of my dates, oh, thanks, all of my dates and links and deets can be found at douglowsmovies.com. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, at CD Nuts. Or Newts, K-N-U-T-S, CD Nuts, tweeted, Spring Breakers drinking game. Drink when you see boobs and when they say spring break. We drank a 30-pack in the theater. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about horrible ideas. My third annual award-winning 421 show at Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon is at 7 o'clock on 421. that's a good... Okay. And if you like special effects in movies, you can support the special effects artists who are underpaid and undervalued in a very easy way. There's one guy right there. Do you have something to do with special effects?
Yes.
And you know what I'm about to say?
Probably.
You probably have a good guess what I'm going to say, but maybe there's more than one protest going on. But I think we're all on the same page, and I want everybody to get on the same page. We're all, maybe not all of us, but most of us are kind of excited about the new Superman movie, Man of Steel. And a lot of special effects went into making that movie possible, and lots of Hollywood movies. And the special effects people are very disgruntled. So what we're going to do is, me and them and everybody, try to wait 1 week before seeing Superman, Man of Steel. Just, you know, so it'll still make money, it'll still be a blockbuster, but let's affect that opening weekend number a little bit by just waiting a week to see it. What kind of spoilers are there going to be? He lives. So just wait a week and then see it, and I don't know if this is going to affect anything, but I think it's worth a shot because obviously the special effects are a huge part of those kind of movies. Let's get the guests out here. The prize bag is full of lots of crazy items. We've got a small beach ball that I caught and hung on to like a creep when I was at one of the concerts on the 311 cruise. And today I made a vine of me throwing it into a wastebasket in my hotel room. I was pretty proud of myself because it was a good shot. And Douglas Movies t-shirt is in here. We've got some other items that you will enjoy that I'll talk about in a second. My album, of course, Smug Life. And also one of the guests didn't bring something, but he's written down his personal email on a piece of paper. And it's good for one t-shirt or one free poster. that he, I believe, sells on his website. Please help me in giving a big warm welcome to my friends, Graham Elwood, Duncan Trussell, and Colin Quinn. Did it. Four comedians who were in town anyway. But I appreciate everybody coming by. Let's start with Colin Quinn, everybody.
Come on, man.
This is not a tough crowd. It's also not a roast, don't worry. You've never heard this podcast, correct?
I've heard of it, sure.
Heard of it. Is your let's get his microphone on.
Yeah.
Oh, here. Duncan's got a hotter microphone. Sexier,
thanks,
too.
Duncan. Sure, Colin.
Yeah, just switch him up.
All right. Oh, yeah. I've heard of this, of course. How about today? He goes, would you mind listening to it? Last night, I go, oh, I'll come by and do the podcast. This is all true what I'm about to say. So he goes, would you mind listening to it today? Yeah, I'll fucking do research for you. Goddamn. Fucking bug you. Then he goes, right in front of me, out loud, yesterday, he goes, yeah, shit, you know, all these guys leave from Anchorman 2. I know I could have got Paul Rudd. He starts going over the list of who he wishes he could have got. I'm sitting right there. I didn't bring it up. We weren't even talking about it. I know I could have got Koechner and Paul Rudd. Probably not Carell, but so I'm like, all right, fine. What the fuck, man? Tell me that's not exactly what happened.
That is exactly what happened, but my favorite part is, as I was leaving, I said I wouldn't be mad at you if you didn't want to do it.
No, if I blew it off.
If you blew it off?
He goes, if you bail, I won't be mad. So I was like, ah, oh, now I got to do it. I was thinking in my head, I don't fucking bail. I don't think it.
But that's an ongoing thing of contention when people come on the show. The games are kind of complicated, and people write to me on Twitter. I bet somebody in this very room has done it, and say, why can't the guests just listen to an episode before coming on instead of being so confused? And now you have your answer, because they don't fucking want to.
Because we're assholes. We're obstreperous assholes that don't like to be told anything.
I'm going to look up obstreperous later. I'm looking forward to that. But thank you, Colin. And Duncan Trussell is here, everybody.
Hi.
In town performing at a club we're not going to mention because it's the competition.
Oh, no, it isn't. Laughing Skull.
Yeah, Laughing Skull. It's intimate. It's an intimate club.
Intimate?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they pass out intimates.
Yeah. It's a very intimate club.
Yeah, and you're having a fun weekend here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Sort of fun. Been crying in the hotel room, sort of rolling around in a sweat in bed, but it's great.
I like your attitude very much. And you have a podcast, of course, called The Duncan Trussell. The Drunken Tussle. Family Hour.
Yes.
And sometimes you call it, like on Twitter and stuff, you call it the DTF Hour?
No, DTFH. But yeah, I know, it's down to
fuck. Down to fuck hour.
Yeah. That was an accident.
Yeah, it's a happy accident. And I think that's what you should call it from now on. The down to fuck hour. I think you'll meet some interesting people. And then on the end there, it's Graham Elwood, everybody!
Hello! Hello, Atlanta! Hello.
That's my southern accent right there.
Hello, I'm from the south, Owen. I love me the sweet tea.
South of where?
South of the Mason-Dixon line. That's where I was born. I like me the NASCAR.
Colin's doing some real roadie shit here right now.
Amazing.
He's like, he's fixing the microphones.
So cool. Yeah.
He's the nicest dressed, and he's on his knees. like he's blowing the Braves fan. Oh, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out. We got actual staff here. Jumping in. You're DIY, I like it. You left your mic on the floor, though, because it's still, is it still dead? Still a dead one. Let's pass it back again.
No, it's going to work.
Okay. It's going to work right now?
All right.
Oh, yes!
Awesome.
Welcome to another episode of Doug Loves Technical Difficulties.
Never test a mic before the show. Always wait till it starts.
You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You're asking for trouble and disappointment if you test all the equipment. Because things just go wrong. Anyway. Graham?
Yeah?
Are we talking cats? What was that?
Graham.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Did you see any movie today, meow, meow?
Meow. That is creepy. Meow, 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 yes. I saw Olympus Has Fallen.
Yes, and I proudly did not go with you.
Well,
I'm going to wait till next weekend because it has special effects.
The special effects on this are really, the special effects are horrible. Like, it was done on a high schooler's computer. It was really bad.
See, but that's what's happening to the effects industry.
Yeah. But so, basically, though, it's just, you know, it's just Die Hard in the White House. And I was like, God, it's so dumb, it's Die Hard in the White House. And I was like, well, it's better than the last Die Hard movie that just came out. Old man fucking Die Hard running around Russia fucking things up for the CIA. This movie wasn't that. This was Gerard Butler doing what he should be doing, which is not romantic comedies. Just fucking people up. That's what he's all about. It was good business.
I know a conspiracy theory about that movie.
Oh, I'd love to hear it, Duncan.
Let me tell you. They released the movie on March 22nd, 2013. And 322, for those of you guys who don't know, is a very special number for the Skull and Bones, the organization that George Bush was in, the fraternity where they lay in a glass coffin and jerk off on each other.
Which isn't special to that fraternity.
No.
And that's why they released it on...
Well, yeah, because 322 is a verse from the book of Genesis that's like right after they ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God said, now if they eat the tree of life, they'll become like us. And the reptilians love that verse for some reason. So they released it on 322 as a warning sign.
Are you sure you're not talking about Tina Fey in Admission?
Yeah. Well, she was in the Skull and Bones.
Every movie released yesterday or 2 days ago was a warning. A warning sign. We just have to be able to read the tea leaves.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
I'll give you another good conspiracy theory. Speaking of movies released 2 days ago, was Spring Breakers. You know that movie Spring Breakers? Well, it's about four girls go on spring break and they end up involved with a gangster, you know. And I wrote a movie 6 years ago about four girls going on spring break and getting involved with gangsters in spring break.
What was that called?
It was called Texas Hold'em. No, I swear to God.
Texas Hold'em. Did they go to South Padre Island? Is that why?
Yes! It's pretty good. I guess it wasn't the most subtle title, but... So I was depressed. I know they didn't take it off me, obviously, but still it pissed me off after all these years. I couldn't get my stupid movie made. I know it's not on the same scale as an international cartel of masturbating coffin. But I'm saying, in my little world, it's apocalyptic.
It's just as bad.
Because I wasted a lot of time on rewrites on that script for nothing now.
Colin, you were in a movie that I love that's, you know...
Don't bust my balls.
I'm
waiting to hear what it is. Whatever movie I've been in, that's the punchline. I promise you that. It's not going to be Goodfellas, let's put it that way. What is it going to be?
Same genre, though. It's Married to the Mob.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great movie.
It was a good movie.
I mean, I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, I only had like one line. And at the time, I was like, I walk in, I go, the place is clean. And then we had a break. And then I start talking to somebody, and Matthew Modine, who's like the biggest fucking name in show business at the time, one of the biggest, I guess I'm exaggerating, but he was
hot off of Vision Quest.
He's hot off of Vision Quest. How about Linda Fiorentino in Vision Quest? Oh my God.
Oh,
wow.
Hey.
Yeah, you're like one of the cops outside the place where the weird hotel that looks like a castle where the stripper girl
Excuse me, gentlemen, the place is clean. That was my line. Obviously, I haven't worked that much that I can remember a line from a 25-year-old movie.
That'd be a fun game. What was your line? What did you say in...
Crocodile Dundee?
You had a lot of lines in Who's the Man.
Yeah.
That's a fun movie.
The hip-hop whodunit, yeah.
Sure.
A hip-hop whodunit. You just started a new genre of films. That's awesome.
No, they call it that. Who's the man? The hip-hop whodunit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you should get Tyler Perry on the blower, friend. You're in Hotlanta, and he'll start making those movies.
Some for a remake of that, you're right. Yeah.
At the time, did you think you'd hitch your wagon to the right, Dr. Dre? This is going to be the Dr. Dre who makes it big.
Yeah, it was a little... In the late 80s, we could have gone either way.
Yeah.
That's how people felt.
It really could have. Well, that's awesome. Which is just a thing I say before transitioning to the next thing.
I think we all knew that, but everyone's like, okay, we're ready to move on too, so don't call them out on it.
Or love it. We'll talk about
it. Love it.
This is great. Wait, so Graham?
Yeah.
It's a new character.
Is it?
It's not the cat.
Is it worth seeing White House Down or not?
White House Down? Yeah, I guess.
Based on Olympus Has Fallen? Should we skip them both?
It's not horrible. I mean, it's everything you think it would be. It's you know, there's some good Gerard Butler fucking shit up stuff.
I'd like to see a movie where they use that in the ad. It's not horrible.
Yeah.
There are bigger wastes of time.
Yeah. If you're kind of stupid, you might enjoy this, so it's good.
Duncan, how often do you watch a movie? Like, I know you say you're not a big movie guy, or you don't know much about them other than the conspiracies behind them.
Right.
Like, how often do you like watch them at home?
I watched last night the final Twilight movie with a girl who sells her socks online.
Her own socks. She walks around in them for a while and then sells them to creeps.
Yeah.
That sounds like the worst night you could ever have.
I know, on paper it sounds terrible, but it was incredible. It was great.
On paper, it sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And you, how did you feel about that movie?
It seems like it's so bad that it comes from another dimension of bad. It's like aliens studied bad movies, and it seems to be coming from some demonic alien intelligence or something. Have you seen it?
You hadn't seen any of the previous four installments?
No. And yeah.
It's really weird to jump in on the fifth movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't like I didn't understand it. It's like this strange perfume commercial montage with like...
Oh, you definitely didn't understand it.
I was super stoned.
It's my favorite of the five, and that's not a compliment, really.
Okay.
But...
You've seen all five.
At least some heads get ripped off. That doesn't happen in the first four.
But they don't get ripped off. They get, like, popped off like a doll's head.
Well, that's the secret to vampires.
Okay.
And big dogs. It's that if you hold them right, you can just pop it right off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Colin, you haven't seen a single Twilight movie.
That is 100% correct.
Yeah, I could see that not happening.
Yeah.
What has gotten your attention lately?
I haven't seen any of those, you know, like those fucking comic book movies all these years. I don't like any of anything Patton Oswalt watched. I probably didn't say. I remember talking to him once, and he just started talking about all these comic things. Like I knew what he was talking about. It was like a foreign language. I was like, Patton, I don't know any of this shit. Do you understand? I'm fucking. Edition 6 of some fucking Spider-Man shit. I don't even like Spider-Man. I hate it all. I hate cartoons. I hate comic books. I like Goodfellas.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
I look Goodfellas and Donnie Brasco. The rest of society, the rest of culture,
everything else, forget about it.
Exactly.
If I may quote Goodfellas.
Hooah!
Does Phil Spector, the Phil Spector movie on HBO tonight, does he ever go hooah?
She shot herself. Hooah!
Because that would be really sweet. So that's just it, the two movies? Or have you seen something?
No, I've seen other things.
Lately you could talk about.
Oh, I like The Master. I saw that the other night on demand.
The Master?
Yeah, that was pretty good. No, I didn't like it. I'm just saying, you know, I saw it.
That's a weird movie, right?
Yeah, it was
good. Did it make sense to you? I saw it.
It made sense to me. Like, after I watched it, it didn't make sense. But then I Googled, like, people talking about it. And I was like... Now I'm spouting those opinions like they're my own. And I can tell people, like, he's smart. How do you figure that out from watching it? I was like, yeah, you know, what it really means is this. But I'm so fucking...
Yeah, I watched that movie like, oh, these people are really good actors, and they seem really committed to this, and I do not understand any of their motivations.
No.
None of these characters make any sense to me. But, you know, it did a good job.
Yeah, but after I Googled it, I did understand it. It's even better.
I heard it's like a takedown of Catholicism.
Yes, exactly. Real skull and bone shit.
Well, what else have you seen, Graham? I know you see, you know, lots of movies. I know you're real busy with it.
I just saw Emperor, which is a little... It's got a limited release about the end of World War, right after the fall of Japan. Matthew Fox is is a vampire, and he's in love with the Emperor of Japan. No, it's a really good movie. If you like, I mean, it is post-war.
If you like Matthew Fox,
yeah. No, and yeah, if it's a historical drama. If you like World War II stuff. You might like it, Colin.
I probably would like it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's real stuff. It's not a bunch of guys in capes running around going, yeah, right. Nice world. You know what I mean? Like, you'll really like it.
So the prize bag today also contains a note from Duncan with his email. So when you write to him to get your poster or T-shirt, please don't share his email with all your friends and crank the shit out of him via email. Although, crank emails, I don't know if that's really a... Would that be much fun anyway?
Yeah, you, just, you don't have to open them.
It's called spam sure box. You just fucking delete that shit.
Yeah, and...
It's fun.
Colin's contribution to the bag is,
yeah,
one of my favorites. You're going to love this.
Ooh.
Everyone here today... If you go outside after the show and then come back to the box office and say you just came from Doug Loves Movies, you get back into Colin Quinn's stand-up show for free.
There you go.
Yeah.
Two-for-one shows tonight, guys. How about that?
And don't...
So go outside, smoke some bowls, and come back into the barn and enjoy...
And don't tell the other fucking customers that you got it for free. It's the last thing we need. It's a civil war in this goddamn place.
It already
if
looks
you
like
stay,
a Confederate.
I'm just. You know.
This building, the room already looks like a Confederate meeting is going to break out.
Keep the White House white. Cut to my opening on stage, and I go, "Look at this room. It looks like a Confederate meeting is going to be." Crowd laughs. She goes, "Like he stole that." I'm like, "Shit the book, man."
That's the best way to handle a hecker. Show him your fist. Or a heckler. And then, Graham, what did you put in this bag?
Oh, I put in... I've got these download cards, one of my new album and one of my film, Afghanistan, that I'll be selling after the show, but I'll get two of those, and I threw in a girl's Palm Strike shirt. So, yeah.
So,
oh, nice. Shit.
So anybody that wasn't here yesterday, we'll be... you know, Graham and I will be hanging out in the back after, and he'll sell his stuff, and I'll just stand there.
And, like a creep. Oh, and I don't have many left, but I have a couple. Some of you asked me online. I have a couple copies of the Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies left that Doug wrote the foreword on, so I'll be having those get those quick.
Yeah, it's some of the best two pages of writing you'll ever read. It's totally worth buying just for my foreword.
Yes.
Alone. But I will sign it, and Graham will sign it, and then we'll take a picture, and it'll last longer. This is the most polite panel I've ever had. Yeah. Like, T.J. Miller would go into a soliloquy right now.
Yeah.
Given that big of a space of quiet. I saw Smashed, a movie called Smashed, on the plane. On the
oh,
plane.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
A TV show, it's good, with Catherine. Yeah.
No.
McFever. I have McFever, too, so I know what you're saying.
Smashed. There's an E and a D at the end.
Oh.
And it's about a couple that are alcoholics, and one of them decides to stop being an alcoholic. And that always works out well. When one wants to continue hard drinking and the other one wants to stop. That's made in heaven.
Can I say one critique of the podcast, since if you really don't want us to be polite? I don't like the fact that when I brought up fucking The Master, which at its worst is still one of those movies that people should be noteworthily talking about, it was just dead fucking silence on the panel. Everybody got in a depressed mood. You guys ruined the room on my great idea. I figured you'd have something to add to it. And it's just, you know, so
it's a good
film.
I'm going
to throw a fucking Smash. Some obscure fucking indie movie that you saw on a plane. You didn't even see it in a plane. You probably saw it on fucking Netflix. And I did that. You're not on a plane and they go, hey, folks, we have this art movie about an alcoholic couple. Hope you enjoy it on your trip to fucking Fort Lauderdale for spring break. Oh, fuck.
Colin, you can bring your own movies with you on a plane now.
And that's what I said. I'm saying you probably watch it yourself. It's that you acted like.
And they have a channel. They have a channel with a bunch of movies, and that was one of the choices.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, the airline chose it.
That's unfortunate.
But they show unrated. They show like they don't edit them anymore. The movies.
What?
When you're
nudity
watching it,
and cursing?
When you're watching it on your own personal screen.
Ooh.
So yeah. So I pick what I think is going to be the gnarliest movie. In this case, it was Smashed. But I was smashed at the time. But I liked it. And so I recommend it.
I don't like when I'm uncomfortable when people watch like porno on the. Have you ever sat next to somebody on a plane and then watch some guys watching fucking porno, man?
It's fucking free country, man. Shit.
I'm like, give me your other earbud. Let me share the experience.
Because then I start whacking off like fucking the Phoenix Kid and the Master.
The Phoenix Kid.
The Phoenix
Kid.
Oh,
that Phoenix Kid.
That was his boss. Yeah. That was a good imitation of Freddy.
The Phoenix Kid. That Phoenix Kid, not the dead one. The one that's alive. What's the other one?
I think we've done a Walking Dead category.
Shit. Who let the dogs out? Ho, ho.
That hoo hoo is appropriate in this barn.
Hoo hoo.
I gotta put this on for a second, you guys. Talk amongst yourselves.
What?
Oh,
nice.
Bane mask!
My head is bigger than his.
Is that a.
And he's got a fat fucking head. But let me just fake it.
Let the games begin.
Oh.
We're Atlanta's reckoning.
Colin's like, didn't see it. Don't know what you guys are talking about.
Another Patton movie. But
can I say, you know about this conspiracy theory with that movie, right?
I love how you grab your glasses when you talk conspiracy. Hang on to your hats and glasses. This is the wildest conspiracy in the West.
This is a good one. This is a good one. I just got glasses. This is a whole new thing I've started doing. They're so useful for that. But this is serious. They, and that map, I'm sure you guys know about this, but the map and Batman, when they're pointing to a map about where this attack's gonna happen, they pointed to Sandy Hook. Yeah. Yeah. There's like, look it up, there's freeze frames.
Sandy Hook Gotham is in the movie?
I don't know why it's there, but that's what they pointed to, where those crazy shootings happen. So all those like ridiculous, paranoid Sandy Hook truthers say there was some kind of like wink to the other reptilians that's where the next. That's how I guess reptilians communicate with each other through action hero movies or something.
You didn't know there was Sandy Hook truthers, did you?
No, I did. I did know there were those, but I didn't know that the Dark Knight got dragged into it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of already implicated in another horrible thing, so there's no reason to keep doing that. This is a new game. Yeah. So you don't even... You're on the same page with these other guys, Colin. Use your microphone. Yes, that's
one good thing about wearing a suit. It makes you feel very obedient. I'm like, oh, okay.
This game is called IMDb because I am DB.
That's a good one.
Jesus.
Took me a second, but.
And here's the object of the game. I will name two movies from IMDb.com's top 250. That's movies that were voted on as the favorites by IMDb users. And then you guys tell me, you each take a turn and guess which one you think ranked higher of the two movies. Are you laughing because I said which one is higher? Because that would be a real easy game. I am definitely the highest of the four of us on stage right now.
Which one ranked higher? Like which one people like more?
Yeah, but on a thing
I think
where
we're laughing because we say there better be more to this goddamn game. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, there's more games.
Sounds horrible. Oh, sorry, I don't know. It's still on mic.
I'm testing it out. It might truly be horrible, but yeah. I figure this is the time to do it when I've got somebody very critical sitting next to me.
Right.
I can find out the truth. My other guests just lied to me. This is the most fun I've ever had. The two movies that you have to decide between, which one ranks higher. This is, you know, people go on and they give it a rating and thousands of people, and it's a weird list. And you have to determine which was ranked higher. Which Hitchcock movie was higher on the list? Rear Window or Psycho? Do the weirdos who go on IMDb and actually vote for things prefer Psycho or Rear Window? You want to go first, Graham?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
Psycho.
Okay, that's what Graham says. What do you think, Duncan?
It's Rear Window.
All right, now, Colin, you have an opportunity here to side with either of them.
Well, I say it should be Psycho, but everybody's got to be a dick and go against the grain on IMDb, you know, and they're probably just going to go through a window just to be, you know, just contrarian.
Because of Grace Kelly or something. They're
just to be like, hey, awesome. It's more artistic, Psycho's hack, whatever the fuck they said.
Psycho's hack. That fucking hacky piece of shit with the black and white and... Oh, we get it. The money's the MacGuffin. The movie starts out in Phoenix, a rising bird. It's all bird seems. We get it.
I'm a big Janet Leigh fan, and I preferred for her to live.
Yeah.
What about the birds? Wasn't that one of the choices?
I don't think it made the top 250.
Whoa.
This is the top 250 movies of all time, Colin.
Oh.
It's quite
I thought you said, here's how stupid I am. I thought you said the top 250. I thought it was like the top 250 movies of all time. All right, I'll say Rear Window. I was like, why is he picking two out of 250? It's a fucking absurd number. Even 50, I don't know how we're going to do. What are we going to do, 25 of these?
Yeah, I can see your reticence to play the game now. Because it sounds like it would go on forever, not unlike the next two games. This is like kind of a fast one. Just to dip our toes into the game pool.
Well.
And our winners of this game would be Duncan and Colin because Rear Window is 28th on the list and Psycho is 30.
Oh, woo! Sons of bitches. Yeah.
Psycho is just a knife stab away. From
I forgot you
from
forgot to say
window.
We're playing. I'm playing for Muriel in the fourth row.
No, we'll pick. You'll pick your name tag in a second. We're not at that part yet.
But thank you, Muriel, for your wedding.
a movie reference.
Yeah, dog, it is.
Why is that one seat empty? Do you have any idea? Oh, there's two seats that are empty.
What'd you guys do? What's your fucking problem?
If you guys move down one, then two people could sit there. I mean, there's nobody waiting to come in, so don't do it. We just meant earlier. Would have been polite.
Wow. Did I cross the street with you guys?
Hey. It's like fucking Spicoli up here. I know those dudes.
What's wrong with doing a podcast and learning about Cuba?
All right, let's play another game. Let's play ABCD's Nuts. And this game, wildly popular. It's a spelling game, Colin. Do you like to spell?
Yes. Use your microphone.
Suit up and use your mic. We'll start with you, and then we'll go to Duncan, and then again our loser Graham, who was dumb enough to think that one Psycho movie is better than one Hitchcock. It's a guessing game.
He should have known it was going to be a trick. Why else would he ask such a question?
Why else would he ask us a question?
Everything's a trick and a conspiracy. Let me grab my glasses and tell you.
Is that an impression of Duncan and Colin together?
Yes. One? Yes. That's a Colin mashup.
If they were one
holding
person.
His glasses going, you walking on younger conspiracy.
All right, here's how ABCD's Nuts works. I'm going to give you a letter, Colin, and you just have to name any movie that begins with that letter. And we're going to go through and we're going to spell...
Ghosts.
Atlanta.
I'm just practicing.
Okay. We're going to spell Atlanta, Georgia. And if by the time we get to the A in the last A in Georgia, there's only one A in Georgia, but the last A of Atlanta, Georgia, so we're going to be four A's in. By the time we get to there, if someone has matched the movie that I have written down before the show, it's like a psychic test.
Got it.
If you match my movie, you win automatically. If you can't name a movie, in a few seconds, you're eliminated.
Oh, I hate this kind. This is not a spelling game.
Yeah. You need to know how to spell Atlanta,
man.
Georgia.
I freeze when this shit happens, man. Go ahead. What's the first one?
Okay.
Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm anxious to fail.
I played this game, you know.
The letter is A. Any movie that begins with A.
Anaconda, the classic J-Lo movie with Ice Cube.
Nice.
Really good.
And I love that you said a little bit about the movie. That's fun as well. I will say something about my movie because I picked A Night at the Roxbury. Because it features Colin Quinn. What was your line in that? Do you remember your line in that?
Oh, I had a lot of lines in that one.
What kinds of things did you say?
Well,
you two stop dancing over there.
Yeah, I was like the spoiler. In a lot of movies, I played the spoiler for some reason. And in this one, Chaz Palminteri's always like, did you just pinch my ass, Dewey? Dewey, did you pinch my ass? And I have to go, no, sir, I did not pinch your ass. Like, his joke is to say that. So then, of course, everybody in the street, like, these little kids come up to me in the street near where I lived at the time. I mean, like, 8 years old. Did you pinch my ass? And people are walking by going, what the fuck? I swear to God, and I'm going, ah, yeah, from the movie, kids, right? Fucking for the rest of a child molestation all of a sudden. I'm like, that movie, Night at the Roxbury, where that line was repeated. Yes, I understand.
That's hard to explain.
Yeah.
You know that movie, Night at the Roxbury?
No.
No.
I know.
It's for 8-year-olds.
I was on Comedy Central the other day. I watched some of it. Your letter is T, Duncan.
The Crying Game.
Nicely done. I like that you choose a movie that begins with the.
There's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I like how he said it too, so positive. The Crying Game. You sounded like the guy on when you call up at the movies.
You guys
you
are
chosen The Crying Game.
You guys both feel like you know a lot about movies right now.
You're doing so well in this game.
We are cocky now all of a sudden.
Yeah, you're super cocky.
We're one for one at the game. We're like, whoa.
I chose That's My Boy, which features an appearance by Colin Quinn.
Yay!
What's your line in that one?
I don't remember.
Your boy!
Yeah.
I was a strip club DJ in that one. So, you know, you figure, hey, a fucking fun day, at least at the strip club. They have me in the trailer all day. I'm just sitting in the trailer fucking reading, stupid iPad. And then they go, don't worry, we're almost ready for your scene. I'm like, you know, all the strippers are walking by, like half, you know, just in little robes, going back to the strip club, stripping. I show up. I'm like, okay. They go, okay, we just a shot on you. Don't worry, the strippers are released. We'll just do this. They were already gone. They sent them home. So just me standing there.
They didn't even stay for your motivation and your eye line?
No.
Just to help you with the scene?
Saying my line, yeah.
Fucking strippers. So unreliable. Graham, your letter is L.
Leaving Las Vegas.
I feel like these guys are cheating because they answered so quickly. Both of them were like bang off the top of their fucking head. I'm going to lose this goddamn game.
I think, Colin, they both had time to think while you told an anecdote. It is a spelling game, after all.
All right, I'm up next. All the right moves.
Nice!
For the L, when Graham said leaving Las Vegas, mine was Life as We Know It, which either took place in or was shot in Atlanta.
Ooh.
And then my A, yours was what again? All the right moves? I went
with... Oh, I'm allowed to do A again?
No, I just need to be reminded, because I went with ATL.
Ooh, shit.
For reasons that I'm just going to keep to myself. And
they
Duncan,
shot that at the 290 Club, by the way. Sorry.
There's a place in this mall.
If I can get a laugh with that in this mall, then it's really, you can't get a laugh with it anywhere.
Because there's a place called the 290 Club.
That's correct.
In this mall. What goes on in there?
Just like the ATL type shit. That's where Gucci Mane cracked that guy with a bottle last night.
Is the 290 Club for people who just don't feel like going the full 360? I'm tired. Let's go to the 290 tonight. And
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'm sorry, Duncan. It's called A Nightmare on
Elm
Street.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
Sorry.
Tough break because there's so few movies that begin with N. It was a pretty big challenge.
It's a hard one, though. I'm trying to think of any. I can't either.
Ooh.
Well, you don't have to. That's the great part about
you're
it.
Right.
You should be worried about another A. Start thinking while I tell my anecdote about the letter N is a movie called 9 Months. And I chose that because I'm going to be in San Francisco on April 19th and April 20th at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Awesome plug. Wow. Way to weave in a plug, brother. Fucking brilliant.
That's some serious weaving. I dragged a giant loom out on stage, and I fucking went to town. And later, I'm going to go to the 290 Club and get kind of dizzy. T, Graham.
My movie is Tora, 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 which is about the attack on Japan. I might go there right after my headline date, April 12th, at the Improv in Hollywood, California, GrahamElwood.com.
For the listeners, Graham stood up and encouraged that reaction.
Is Matthew Fox in that one too?
Yeah, Matt Fox is in
a lot of movies about Imperial Japan.
Yes,
in your
that's how he made his career.
Lexicon.
For my letter T, I went with 3 Men and a Baby featuring Colin Quinn. Wait, what'd you say in that? Do you remember? Behind the ghost of Ted Danson?
That's his area, not mine.
It wasn't the ghost of Ted Danson.
Duncan will tell you what happened with that one.
But it was like a cardboard cutout of Ted Danson that people thought was a ghost. I think. I think that's what happened in that.
Yeah, you think. That's what they want you to think.
Do you remember what you did in that?
Yeah. I was on the street. I sold a dinosaur to Tom Selleck. And it was like my first movie ever, so I was like real nervous. Tom Selleck was, you know, a fucking big name. And then he goes, let's go rehearse in my dressing room. So for whatever reason, I was like, I'm not going to go rehearse. Meanwhile, I was like 195. It's not like he'd be, you know, even if he was inclined that. But but I didn't show up.
You don't like dressing room handies before a take?
And then we show up on the set and he goes, hey, what's the matter with you? I told you to show up. And I just was like, man, I didn't.
Tom Selleck was mad?
He was mad because he wanted to rehearse. It taught me something. He's a consummate professional.
And when he gets mad,
I am not.
And when he gets mad, he sounds like Woody Allen, apparently.
I wanted to rehearse. I said rehearse. And then we were on the set. Here's the saddest part. Leonard Nimoy was before the Star Trek comeback. And I almost said Star Wars. See, I really don't know any of this shit. And
Nimoy directed it.
Nimoy directed it. So he's like being like the director. He's got everybody on 100th Street and Broadway. And he's like, these kids get off the bus and he's like trying to be like a director now. It's past Star Trek. And these kids see him and they go, yo, Spock, where your ears, Spock? Where your ears? And you can tell he's like, ugh.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. He's embracing it all over again now.
I was going to say, a couple years later, he's like, here's my fucking ears. Where's my money? Directing dream died right there when they started throwing millions of dollars at him, I guess.
Okay, do you have an A for us, Colin?
What? Another A? It never stops. Did I say all the right moves? Amistad. Is that what you had?
That's a match.
Oh! Oh!
That's a match!
Oh. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So great.
Jesus, Mary Joseph.
Amistad, because it's one of your films and it's set in Atlanta.
Yes.
Woo! For G, I had Grown Ups. You're in that as well. And then Outbreak, which took place in Atlanta, of course. Red, which was...
What about E? What happened to E?
I didn't even pick one for E.
You fucking asshole! You Georgia G-O-R, you asshole.
The E is there. It says E. I just didn't pick anything. I should pick something right now.
What'd you pick next?
Easy Rider.
Oh.
Okay, O, Outbreak. R, Red, because I'm going to be in Toronto on June 1st at the Comedy Bar. Then the next sense. G is Grown Ups 2. Have you shot that yet?
Yes, it's in post.
A lot of effects probably being added to that. And then the I went with Invasion USA, because that takes place partially in Atlanta or was filmed here. And then the final A, I went with Altered States, because that takes place in Boston, where I will be May 19th.
Yes. Oh.
At the Brighton Music Hall. And that is ABCD's Nuts, you guys.
Yay!
We done did it. And now comes the part of the show where I say, gentlemen, pick your name tag.
Oh, shit.
Look at all these beautiful name tags.
These are amazing.
I'll pick Sex Panther because of my feud with Will Ferrell.
And, wow, these are amazing name tags.
Yeah, that son of a bitch is in Atlanta, too. Don't let me catch him.
Billy Jack.
Do you get to keep the name tags? You got to give them back.
That's negotiable with whoever made the name tag that you want. Oh, okay. Does he get to keep that? What?
Nice.
There's no cords for that. For that Nintendo. So
now I'll
just
take.
Just got handed back.
Reefer Madness. That's awesome.
Graham is still. Still.
All right. I'll take Billy Jack Ghost Protocol. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's fucking old school. Billy Jack. If he doesn't defend the hippies, who will? One Tin Soldier. It's Doug Benson's photo on there. And it says, I hate racism in the American Southwest, but I love movies!
I gotta Vine that one, dude.
No pictures.
No pictures? I came here to break the rules. I think I'm allowed to take pictures. Here, hold that up, Graham. I'm gonna Vine that shit. And then I'm gonna turn around and Vine the whole audience. So bring your name tags out again. There's Graham's.
Here we go.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
Sending it out right now, you guys.
What's the name of the game?
That's how fast it is, Colin, the internet.
What's the name of the goddamn game?
Have you tried the internet? We were talking about Twitter yesterday. What's your Twitter handle? Is it your name spelled correctly?
I am Colin Quinn.
Oh, I am Colin Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
So follow him because he loves it when you disagree with his politics.
Whatever, disagree with anything.
Tell him how much you love comic book movies.
Yeah. And I've already done that one.
What do you mean?
Where I like tried to troll people by telling them how much I hate comic book movies, even though I really don't like them, but, you know, I don't feel passionately about them either way, but I tried to get people going. Didn't work that well.
Fair enough. This game is called the Leonard Maltin Game. And since you won ABCD's Nuts, you get to go first, Colin. And basically this game is Name That Tune. Remember Name That Tune? A TV show? Where you guess how many notes it would take you to name a song? Mm-hmm. But this is with actors' names and movie titles instead of
songs. Actors' names or movie titles?
No, you have to name the title based on the actors' names.
Okay.
I'm glad you've agreed to play. Thank you very much. And what I'll do is I'll give you a choice between three categories, ooh, types of movies to choose from. Ooh. And then once you select a category, then I will give you some clues from Leonard Maltin's review, which are usually not terribly helpful. Then I will tell you how many actors he lists at the end of the review as having appeared in the film. Sometimes he lists quite a few. And then you will tell me how many names you think out of that number of names it would take you, reading from the bottom of the list up, how many it would take you to guess the title of the movie.
What?
So, yeah.
Exactly. I have to tell you
That's
how many...
That's why I wanted you to listen to the
I
show.
I can't just give my guess. I have to tell you how many...
Mm-hmm.
This is absurd. All right, let's do it.
I love it. I love it. I fucking hate it. Go.
Go. I'm all in. This is only going to go bad.
So you don't want me to guess. You want me to tell you what my guess will be first. You want me to estimate how much...
Yeah, it's very simple. Like he'll say, he'll give you the title of the movie. There's 12 total actors. And you'll say, and I'll go, I can name it in 10. Duncan will go, I can name it in 8. You can go, you can say either name it to Duncan in 8 or you can say 6. And then it comes, you know what I mean? Bam.
Great.
Bam. Folks, that's over 300 episodes of game show television hosting right there. See some clips at GrahamElwood.com.
I forgot to yell it at him and tell him how simple it is.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what you do. It's easy. Fucking straighten up and fly right. Here we go. So one of the categories you can choose is called Put Me in Coach, and that's movies about air travel.
Love it.
Or... Wreck-It Ralph, that's movies that Ralph Macchio was in that bombed.
I'm sorry, there's one movie that didn't, and the rest of them, there's not...
It's the Leonard gave the bomb designation to the, to the movie. Or your third choice would be suggested by @Werter, W-I-R-T-E-R on Twitter, take control of your city. And that's movies that have a mayoral race in them.
That's awesome.
I guess...
Take control, Colin.
Yeah, I'm going
take,
with that one.
Take remote control, Colin.
Take control.
Nice. I had to. I apologize.
I'll go with that third one.
Okay.
The mayoral one.
Okay. Now you get to decide between
political two thrillers, you know.
If you say so.
I've been watching House of Cards. You ever watch that?
I haven't seen any of it.
It's good.
You can watch the whole season in a day if you have the right diaper. The right diaper. I tried to watch House of Cards. Wrong diaper.
Ooh.
Shit was falling out everywhere. Trying to watch Kevin Spacey. You get to pick a year. You get to narrow it down even further.
What?
Yeah. Would you like 2004 or 1985?
What the
a
hell?
A movie that
2004.
A
I
movie
guess.
That features a mayoral race. Of
Ooh,
some kind.
2004.
Okay, now here's your clues. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars out of bomb to 4 stars. The year is 2004. He says this movie is about an easygoing hardware store owner. And he also says that actor Edward Herman appears unbilled. Do you ever have you ever appeared unbilled in something?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
They always slap your name on there above the title.
And Leonard Maltin lists about nine names. So now that's the question, is how many names? And when you get to go first, you could just say 9 names. So then you get to hear all of them if the next person challenges you.
I mean, I don't think I'll be able to name this goddamn movie in 50 names.
Great poker face, my friend.
That's a great strategy to let the other players know what dire straits you're in.
Oh, I thought I got to go first anyway.
No, yeah, only one person will get to guess it. I'll say the names once we determine
somebody else
how many
does
you're
going
to do it. So you say 9 names.
Yeah, why not?
Take all 9. Okay, then we go to Duncan.
I told you. When you asked me I told you I don't know anything about movies.
But you weren't holding your glasses at the time, so I did not think you were serious.
I don't know anything about... I could never do this.
Well, at least Graham isn't good at this either. So this will be quite a competition. So then you probably, Duncan, would want to say Colin Quinn, name that movie.
Name that movie.
All right. So I'm going to say all
A2
9 names.
Brute.
I'm going to say all 9 names, and all then, right. And then you'll tell me the name of the movie.
Jeez, I hope I can get it. It's fucking 9 names, you can't
I
get
I think
it.
With all 9 names, you have a good chance.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Wayne Robson?
What?
The great Wayne Robson.
All right.
It's 9 names. Some might be a little more obscure than others. Like June Squibb?
Squibber!
But then it gets... These are all known people from here on in. Rip Torn, Fred Savage, Christine Baranski.
Ooh, she's talented.
Maura Tierney.
Oh.
Marcia Gay Harden.
Ooh.
Ray Romano. And Gene Hackman.
I know this goddamn...
In...
Bond!
It's called...
God damn it. Citizen Ruth. No, I can't remember. I know the movie, but I can't remember what it's called.
It's like, called Welcome to Mooseport.
Fuck.
It's hard to remember.
Sorry.
And Duncan Trussell is on the board with 1 point.
Shit.
It's the game anyone can win.
Right. Literally, anyone can win this game.
And today's anyone is probably going to be Duncan.
Amazing.
It's very well done.
I thought it was going to be like, you know, big city, like, you know, intrigue.
Oh, it's pretty intriguing.
Yeah, welcome to Mooseport.
No, it's not.
They both want to be mayor, Ray Romano and Gene Hackman. And Gene Hackman's got 1 foot out the door of show business. Because he hasn't made a movie since. He's like, you know, welcome to Mooseport. Fuck this movie business.
I was in French Connection.
Yeah.
And now I'm fucking standing here in fucking Mooseport.
Now I'm standing around trying to beat somebody in a mayor's race who keeps going, I'm acting opposite one of those cans you turn over and it makes a mooing sound. I'm running for mayor. I love Ray Romano. You love him.
Sure.
Old-time friend?
Yeah.
Sure. All right, Graham, you get to go first this round.
All right.
We're playing to 2 points, Colin. You still have a chance at this. Graham, it's Curtis Hanson's birthday today.
That's right.
The director, Curtis Hanson. So the films of Curtis Hanson. Mm-hmm. And then at I Bleed Blue, BLOO, suggested opening day because baseball's opening day is happening soon, right?
Yes.
Braves? Yes. And
And there's a gentleman that comes to the show every week out in Los Angeles named Jordan, and his name tag is always a baseball. So I asked him over Twitter what his favorite baseball movie is. So it's Jordan's favorite baseball movie.
All right.
Or, you know, a favorite amongst the newer players in theaters now. Because that, of course, is movies that are playing in theaters now.
Let's go Jordan's baseball
movie.
As
we speak.
Come on! Baseball!
Oh, and may he rest in peace, by the way. I did that because he died a couple days ago.
Jesus. Jesus.
People are going to be so happy to see him on Tuesday in his front row seat.
What if he really does die between now and Tuesday?
Then I'm going to have to start wishing for people I really want to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put this to use.
Sorry. Ooh, Michael Bay. We lost another good one. Damn it.
I like that guy.
Should have played Powerball.
Oh, I thought you said Michael Bane.
From no, Terminator. Not Michael Bay.
All right, so...
Let's not stand on ceremony, Doug Benson.
Colin doesn't know what you're
no,
doing.
No, I know that one, yeah.
Let's start with you, Graham, obviously, because you picked the category, but then we'll go to Duncan and then to Colin. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has baseball in it. He calls it innocuous, and he also says that it was followed by a direct-to-video sequel.
What year?
And the year is 1993.
Oh, and I know it.
Leonard lists...
I know it.
Leonard lists 11 names. How many names, Graham Elwood, do you think you need?
I will go 8.
Okay, Duncan. You have to either bid lower.
I'll take a lifeline.
Or you could say to Graham,
8.
Name this movie.
Oh, name the movie.
What about me? I can get it 0.
Sometimes you get boxed out, Colin.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the
now
game.
Now you know how I felt the 2 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
When you guys were like, 9 names, girl. I don't even know 9 names. Doug's like, I'm going to spell out the title and without the last letter.
I don't know. It's confusing. Patton Oswalt made me whack off the Phoenix Boy.
I like to wrap them all together.
If he doesn't get it, do we get to guess?
For fun, you can, sure.
Oh, fucking fun, no.
Great.
I think you might be wrong.
I know I'm right, but go ahead.
Okay. That'll be cool.
Want to make a side bet right now, you son of a bitch?
Yes! Oh, side action!
Side
action! Side action! Holy shit! Side action, ladies and gentlemen.
My
oh! There's a little-known codicil in the Doug Loves Movies Constitution.
My favorite part was when immediately I thought he was going to go, come on, we got to play. He goes, yes!
You got a 20? Throw it down there on the ground.
Yeah, side action, you guys. Side action.
Woo!
And the loser's got to take his pants off. Side action.
Okay, Graham, so I'm counting on you to not know it. Because if you say it, then it's going to ruin our bet.
Well, I could put it on a piece of paper and hand it.
Oh, good idea.
Nice.
You can write it on one of the 20s.
So complicated.
Here, I got a Sharpie. Write down the name of the movie. This is like we're doing now. It's like a magic show. And what I want you to do is don't show me the money.
Don't show.
Did you guys see Jerry Maguire 2 when they said, don't show me the money?
Yeah.
Don't let me look at it. And then after you write your name and social security on it, I want you to rip it up.
You lost me at hello.
All right. You wrote it down. There it is. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can't wait to get that $40.
Pen over it so it doesn't blow away.
Side
okay, bed. Good idea.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's very breezy up here today. Hey, do you guys want to stand up too? This is awkward.
Sure, let's do it.
Thanks.
We are all stand-up comics. So it's not bad. Okay. How many names? 8?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your eight names. You want the clues again?
Yes.
Innocuous and direct-to-video sequel.
And it's a baseball movie with 2.5 stars from 1993.
So you didn't even need the clues again.
I didn't want them.
And watch Colin's face as the what he thought it was drains from this. The names are Art LaFleur, Maury Wills, James Earl Jones, Karen Allen. Oh, Colin might know this after all. Dennis Leary.
Fuck. Shit.
Oh my God.
Brandon Adams, Marty York. Give me my winnings. And how is that eight yet?
No.
Two, three, four. And oh, Chauncey Leopard.
Leopard?
L-E-O-P-A-R-D, Leopard. Chauncey Leopard.
Look, he's really laughing up now in that extra 20. Ha, 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 ha. You're living large.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to make some money today.
Yeah.
Feel pretty good about it.
Damn it.
Graham, what's it called?
Oh, Jesus.
I know it now.
Fucking bastards.
All right, Graham, no laughing while you're trying to think.
Yes.
Angels in the Outfield.
That's what I was
That's
thinking.
That's what Colin wrote down on his 20.
It's a fucking
Sandlot. The answer is the Sandlot. And Duncan Trussell is our
Duncan
winner.
Duncan Trussell won. Thank you. You won the whole game.
You won the whole game.
God damn it. I apologize to you, sir.
I apologize.
This was an embarrassment. I should have said 10 names. He would have told me to name it in 10.
Let's play another round, though, to give Colin and I a chance for double or nothing.
Let's do it. One more round.
Yeah, but you win the prizes. It was JT that you were playing for. I think I never said that.
Oh,
so,
dude.
Congratulations.
Right on.
Congratulations.
JT.
JT's a big fan. He's seen us before.
All that stuff, yeah.
That's a great girl's palm strike shirt, so fucking slim into that, sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Oh, he gave it to his lady. Aren't you precious? That's what a guy should do.
Colin, what'd you do with that shirt that was your name tag?
I gave it back.
Oh, okay. Does it have a shithead? Okay, here we go. Because as a consolation prize, I will name a shithead on her behalf at
Ooh,
the end
who's
of
that,
the
Robin
show.
Trower?
No, it's the girl from Billy Jack, I think.
Oh.
Dolores Taylor.
Ooh.
Oh.
I didn't know that. It's written on there. But I love my face on Billy Jack.
She was in the Sandlot too.
The Sandlot. God damn it.
Yeah.
Fucking, I was like the one. I was like, Dennis
1993, vacuous. I was like, it's gotta be Angels in the Outfield. They made a part two. Tony Danza, Danny Glover.
Yeah, that film was also innocuous. But what does this say on this napkin? Oh, okay. Good one.
Good one.
She even added a hashtag at the end.
Good
so.
One. Good one.
And on the back of the album, he wrote, do not read out loud. Who was the, oh, Jack. Or Billy.
Bill.
Bill.
Okay.
You couldn't find the Bill Kill Bill soundtrack? You had to go with Billy Jack?
Jack's better.
Hmm? Okay. I don't know what just happened, but moving on. Let's play one more round.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes left.
Son of a bitch.
That's brutal. That game really takes a lot out of you.
It does.
It's exhausting.
It's a fucking emotional roller coaster.
But just so that Duncan doesn't just say name it again, let's...
don't.
Let's start with Graham and then go to Colin.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
So Duncan will be third, so maybe that won't happen again.
Done.
But well played, sir.
Thanks, nice. I guess. I don't know what I... This happened in the last one, too. It's just like...
You won the last time
I
you were
I won
on?
The last time I was on just by being dumb.
You added the glasses, and now it's perfect.
Yeah.
The fact that that's what's-his-name's favorite baseball movie is a fucking idiot. Like, I could name 10 baseball
Jordan.
Movies.
How could you talk that way about a dead person?
He's dead. He can't hear it.
He even asked to be buried in a sandlot.
And Dennis Leary did the eulogy.
Oh, man, that was a rant. He went off. Okay. Graham, did I say Graham's going to pick?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you like Not for Emetophobes? That's a movie that has a copious amount of vomiting in it. Or Some Assembly Required? That's a movie that has... You know what? I'm going to skip that one, Colin, because it's one that has two or more of the Avengers in it. I mean, do you know who played the Avengers, even though you didn't see it?
Scarlett Johansson?
She played two of them, yes. My two favorites.
What's my favorite Avenger?
I love those superheroes.
Captain America, I've heard of him.
Tits and ass. Chris Evans.
Avenger.
True.
Who?
I'll give you a better one. I'll give you one that you're more
Thanks.
Likely to get. Jack the Giant Slayer fan.
Ooh.
That's movies that have a concert scene in them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then the greatest movie ever, Roald. And Roald is spelled R-O-A-L-D, and it's movies adapted from Roald Dahl works.
Mm, that's a good one.
Which one of those do you like, Graham? Not from Metaphobes, Roald Dahl, or...
The concert one.
The concert one. Jack the Giant Slayer fan. All right, this movie has a concert scene, at least one in it, and it is from 1984. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He calls it admirably precise, and he also says that some of the characters in the movie were in a series of... made a series of appearances and a TV special. And he lists... That's a weird clue. He lists 9 names.
The TV special based on the movie? Or what, mm-hmm. They're all in a series. Wow.
Graham gets to bid first.
Fine. Jesus, I wasn't trying to jump in.
I was wait a minute now.
Just reminding everybody where we were.
Oh, fuck. We're not playing for anything. I'll just go 0. I think I got it.
All right. So
what?
Colin, now I got to explain this to Colin.
I challenge you.
I'm going to go ahead and sit down.
I know the game. I challenge you.
You do?
What's that?
You challenge him?
No.
Because do you think you know what the movie is?
No.
Okay, then challenge him.
I challenge you. Sir,
I accept your challenge.
Sir, you're a rascal and a scoundrel.
All right, so your name's Graham. What is it?
Fame.
People in the audience said no before I could. No. Get out of our barn.
I get to guess now.
If you want to, for fun.
Well, he's right. It had a concert in it, and they did have a series of people that did a special, or at least did a few shows after it. That some of them were in it, but maybe it wasn't 1984. So it was a good try, fella. Now me, I've always felt, and this could just be me, the fuck was out in 1984? That's the real question.
Oh, you asked if you could guess, but you don't have any idea yet?
No, I thought that was the way it's played. I get to guess if he missed.
For fun, sure.
Fuck this goddamn game.
Yeah!
How come everybody else gets prizes and me and my boy Sex Panther, it's fucking fun. It doesn't count. I wouldn't lower myself to guess at this point.
Sex Panther's going to win in her own way.
Whoa.
Sex Panther.
Because I'm going to name a shithead for her at the end of the show.
Whoa. All right, well, what is it then? I'm not going to make a fool of myself and guess something wrong again and again.
What is it? Side bet. How come Side bet? He has no idea.
What was it?
This is Spinal Tap.
Wait a minute! What fucking series of TVs? They didn't say a special. They said a series of TV. Oh, like Letterman.
They did a series
like
of.
Oh. All right.
Fair enough. I'll give him that one.
The clues are supposed to be confusing. Come again.
I know. It's almost like this should be like a real show. Yeah, I mean, you can make money off this goddamn show. All the clever names and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. Maybe I will listen to this now.
Yeah, you can learn about comic book movies.
I thought it was just a bunch of like pot jokes for fucking 2 hours. I didn't know.
Have I made any yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me think of one.
But this.
I'll go outside and smoke some, and then come back in while you're on tonight. Who's gonna stay to see Colin Quinn tonight?
Nice.
Hey, at least you're honest, you motherfuckers.
Well, they're not going to clap if they can't stay. That would be weird.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. That's how it's done in showbiz. Fantastic. Then you're like, we're not
staying. Oh, let's try it again.
Then you go, when you get out to the car, you go, you weren't serious about saying fuck now. Get in the car. Don't worry about it.
Who's going to stay to see Colin Quinn tonight?
Oh, folks. Thank you so much. Fantastic.
We'll edit that other part out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember to do that.
No.
I just did a pot joke.
Oh, shit.
Graham, do you got anything to plug?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
What?
excuse me, can I just stop for 1 second? Not to be a dick, but I'm going to be one anyway. You call that a fucking plug? The fact that people that are already here, a few are going to stay, and you're going to play this a week from now whenever you play your podcast? Hey, Carl, I plugged your gig. Fuck you. This doesn't count as a fucking plug. Go ahead, Graham.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I ask all three of you for your plugs. I just started with Graham. He's a loser.
Oh, what a cocksucker this fucking mope. Yeah, you go to all my tour dates and everything. My podcast, Comedy Film Nerds, is all at
Graham. And his plugs take a long time. That's why I started with him.
Well, it was done, but then you interrupted, so now we're going to lengthen it out. I'm going to be working out next week, maybe do some surfing in Southern California. Come on by. I'll be in Malibu, maybe. You'll see me with my palm strike board. It's fucking environmentally friendly. How are you guys doing? Made from entropyresins.com.
So who's going to stay tonight to watch Graham surf?
Yeah!
See, they're just honest. They can't help themselves. Duncan?
When does this come out?
Soon, like day or two.
I'm going on tour starting tomorrow. I'm going to be in Athens, Georgia, and Arlington Draft House. I'm going to be in Brooklyn. I have like it's all week. It's at my website, DuncanTrussell.com, all over the East Coast. So come see me there.
Check it out.
And don't let people in D.C. tell you that the Arlington Draft House isn't in D.C. because it is right fucking across the river. It's very easy to get to, and they should shut up.
I agree.
Okay, Colin.
I'll be coming out this summer, Sandlot 2 with Dennis Leary.
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
Colin Quinn, ladies and gentlemen. I guess you're all going to leave, okay. All right, I'm just going to stay and do Hal Holbrook as Mark Twain.
I remember the time we had a frog jumping contest. And I endured.
Thank you guys so much for coming. I always have a great time here in Atlanta. Thank you to the Punchline, the best comedy barn in the world. And to all my guests, Graham Elwood, Duncan Trussell, Colin Quinn, as always, Howard Hesseman is a shithead. You know, Howard Hesseman from, he was in This Is Spinal Tap, and he was Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati. So finally, a true shithead has been outed. For his total shitheadedness. And hashtag masturbation. The Phoenix kid from The Master is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another podcast.
was pigs in foggy. There's no room in